survey, 72% of GOP voters want Trump's economic nationalism to lead Republican Party. By John Binder on November 25, 2020. The overwhelming majority of Republican voters want President Trump or his policies, centered on economic nationalism, to continue leading the GOP, a new survey finds. The post-election survey, conducted by Echelon Insights, found that 39% of Republicans and Republican-leaning voters want Trump to stay the leader of the GOP. Another 33% said Trump's policies, tariffs on foreign imports, immigration reduction, and opposition to foreign interventionism, should be continued as the main goals of the Republican Party with a more disciplined personal style. Not an option for GOP voters, the survey finds, is a return to the globalist agenda of George W. Bush and the corporatist campaigns of failed presidential candidate Senator Mitt Romney, RUT. Less than 1 in 6 Republicans and Republican-leaning voters want a return to the Bush/Romney days of the GOP. Likewise, a majority of 53% of Republicans and Republican-leaning voters want to see Trump remain the voice of the GOP. About 31% said they want to see someone new, while 15% were unsure. The GOP's base, non-college educated voters, said by close to 60% that Trump should stay as the key voice of the Republican Party. Only 27% of these voters said they want someone new at the helm. In the November 3 presidential election, Trump garnered support from nearly 72 million Americans, a building out of the Republican base that focused on a populist nationalist platform, including defending law enforcement, protecting American jobs and industries from foreign competition, and warning about China's rise as a dominant superpower. Trump has vastly transformed the GOP into a working-class-centric party that has dropped its support of free trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and mass immigration. Likewise, GOP lawmakers have become increasingly critical of corporate monopolies and the growing power of tech conglomerates, far from the past, where Romney once defended corporations and Wall Street. The survey polled more than 1,000 voters and has a margin of error of +3.1%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.